Hey everybody, this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Make sure you stop in and see my first and most loyal sponsor, Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works at perfectionautoworks.com, 1046 North Beverly, doing complete auto repair, foreign and domestic, and they got a free AC belt inspection, radiator, cooling system diagnosis, and excellent patriot and small businessman as in this time of difficulty in business. So I was a DEA special agent that exposed DEA running drugs into America for fast and furious guns going south, because personal liberty is assured by personal weaponry. The deep state faked an investigation, a phony report, then leaked fake news to the propaganda press to discredit me, just like they're doing to Trump. But after all their lies and schemes, I was never convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. What the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me. But they're not really after me or him. They're after you. But until Trump, nobody took on the deep state, and until me, nobody exposed them. Now, together, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. Make sure you check in at Perfection Auto Works. Also, check at BujinkanUSA.com. My dojo has been in town for 30 years. WarriorSchool.com, 25 years. And my handgun class is going strong every Wednesday night. You can read about border terror and truth. And that's still very relevant, even though we got about 700 miles of the wall up. Check out my ebook, Chase. That's on all ebook formats. And read my true journey to spiritual manhood with an Apache medicine man here in Tucson on Amazon. That's Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained. Great book, a lot of great reviews. So today, I'm sure you've heard already that Trump declared a state of emergency. But what you may not have heard is that he also declared a day of prayer. And that is something very traditional for America and Americans going way back. There were often days of prayers and fasting in early America, going back to Washington and Lincoln. And so it's very traditional, and it's a great return to traditional values. And today in our chaplaincy, and I'm the founder of ChristChaplaincy.com. I'm an ordained chaplain, and you can look that up and get on our teleconferences at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. But one of our chaplains was talking about that today, and that was very relevant. So, not panic, preparation, but also prayer is very important to that. And President Trump called for that on March 13th, and he in a Facebook post. And I don't know if you had heard about that. Had you heard about that, Kent, that there was a day of prayer called?
I did. I saw it on the news this morning.
Well, good. All right. Well, that's good. I can always check with Kent or somebody to see what is everybody else is looking at, because I'm always outside the box, and I don't know what the folks – not that you're in the box, but, you know a more conventional perspective. So President Trump said, March 15th, I'm calling for a national day of prayer. We are a country that throughout our history has looked to God for protection and strength in times like these. No matter where you may be, I encourage you to turn towards prayer in an act of faith. Together, we will easily prevail. And I think that is very significant. And of course, Vice President Pence has a lot of prayer meetings. And you may not know this. I know this because I know a lot of people who have gone to the House of Congress and to the Senate. Like with the Kavanaugh hearings, there were prayer teams in the offices of the Congress and the senators. They were in the room above, and there was a lot of constant praying going on. There's a lot of praying that goes on in the Oval Office. In fact, a while back, there was a scene from the Oval Office where they were laying on hands on Trump and saying prayers for him. I think I saw it on the CNN commentator. Was like, what are they doing? What's that? They had no idea what that was. Just to show you what the metrosexual strips on the East and West Coasts, how out of touch they are with America. So that's happening a lot. You don't hear a lot about it. But I want to take just a moment for you to sit up straight, tuck your chin, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, and pray with me for a moment in silent kinetic prayer. There's no standards to this. This is just focusing. And I'm actually raising my hands up and opening up and then bringing my hands back down around and then out. And focus on praying for our nation and for the world. Amen. Okay, so that's real important to do. And can I speak as someone who's gotten to hang out with the greatest warriors in the world, the tier one guys, and a lot of them are very spiritual. And, you know, a while back I had a guest in, former student of mine at Warrior School when I used to run government classes, and he was, he is trying out for a very elite unit. And I've had guys go to MARSOC, I've had guys go to CAG, a crisis combat applications group, you call them Delta. I know the best of the best, and they have a lot of faith. My wonderful wife, who is also a chaplain in our chaplaincy, defines faith as the bridge, or rather hope between the bridge between faith and love. And so it's important not just to panic and not just to talk, but to actually do something. And I've seen people reaching out to help each other, and that is excellent, too. But also to focus prayer. Anyway, the guy who was going through the selection process, it's very, very, classified unit. Can't talk much about it. In fact, I was surprised that he talked as much as he did. But really it was a very spiritual conversation. And oftentimes warriorship at advanced levels becomes very spiritual simply because things are so hard to do. You simply can't go through it and get through it and survive it. On your own. So I hope you took a moment there to pray with me, however you want to pray. I don't care what you call it. You know, there's too many folks worried about labels. You can say God, you can say El Shaddai, you can say the Force, you can say Bob, you can say a self-organizing, self-collecting intelligence, you can say quantum entanglement. That's not the point. The point is to connect to something beyond ourselves and with each other in this time of crisis. Anyway, I've already come up to the first break, but that's the first thing I wanted to do. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you, streaming out and doing podcasts, too. You can start to find me on your different podcast formats, and you can also go to jeffreyprather.com and get all the podcasts and subscribe to get new podcasts and see my book and lots of stuff. You know, I've done TV and movies and written books, but I've got my own knife too. Prather Warbuoy, and how many guys got their own knife? Everybody's got a book and a movie, but how many guys have designed their own knife? Prather Warbuoy out by Topps Knives. They're not a sponsor, but it's a great review, and I'm really proud that so many, soldiers and, field guys really love that, knife. For that matter, I got my own, pistol as well, but anyway, so before I got on the air, Maurice and Kent and other guys were clustering live talking about what's going on with coronavirus, and I'm like trying to get my notes organized so I don't have to say it all twice. So I'm going to talk about that quite a bit. And so, of course, the deep state and the fake news is calling anybody who says anything truthful, and that's Snopes, because who Snopes? Snopes. Nobody. Snopes is run by left-wing folks. It's all propaganda. It's all fake news put on by the deep state. So I'm going to take you through what was happening. So and you're not going to hear this anywhere else. So initially, and you know, again, this is intelligence. This isn't evidence, but I'm going to give you a lot of evidence as well. So you can look that Dr. Lieber at Harvard was arrested in January based on FBI affidavits. And he was arrested because he had basically become a Chinese espionage agent. So it's not a movie. Nobody comes out and says that, okay? But that's what was happening. So I'm reading excerpts from the affidavit of the FBI special agent who has been an FBI special agent for about 6 years. Before that, he was an intelligence analyst with the FBI, kind of like, you know, my background. So this is good. This is hope for the new FBI because the House, yes, just passed a FISA reform bill, which both parties agree is not reform. It's terrible, and it should not go anywhere. And hopefully the Senate won't pass it or Trump will veto it. But that's a whole nother story because the FISA is a wreck. Mueller was supposed to reform it a decade ago, and he didn't. But anyway, Lieber was a strategic scientist at the Chinese this is the People's Republic of China. Remember, they say Republic, Democratic Socialist Republic of China's Thousand Talents Program from 2012 to 2017. He was paid $50,000 a month, approximately $150,000 per year. He was also awarded a $1.5 million contract by the Chinese government to establish a research lab and conduct research where at Wuhan University. And what was he doing? He was a full-time faculty member and chair of the Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology at Harvard University in Cambridge. He's been there since 1991. He served as the principal investigator of the Lieber Research Group at Harvard University. And the Lieber Research Group is broadly focused on science and technology at the nanoscale. And who is sponsoring his research? The Lieber Research Group's website identifies its principal sponsors as the NIH, the National Institute of Health, as a government agency, and the DOD, the Department of Defense, including the Office of Naval Research, ONR, and the Air Force Office of Scientific Research, AFSOR. The Lieber Research Group has received more than $15 million in grant funding from the NIH and the DOD since 2008. So I started to talk about this at the end of last show of Skullduggery. I didn't really get into it, and I'm going to lay it out today, and I'm laying it out with facts. This is a sworn affidavit that has been signed off by an acting FBI special agent and signed off by a judge. So, according to records maintained by Harvard University, Lieber traveled to Wuhan in mid-November 2011, ostensibly in order to participate in the Nano Energies Materials Forum being hosted there. So I used to do this when I was with the DIA. You know, there are intelligence guys at conferences, and we're in the next room briefing. And he was approached by a Chinese representative. That's really a case officer, or, you know, what you'd call it, a spy. But really, it's a case officer, an operations officer, a Chinese special operations officer. And it's even written down. And you may be able to look this up online. I don't know. He actually signed a contract. And actually, yes, we do. When I paid my informants, they had to sign for the money. So they didn't think I was stealing it or something. And he was going to even get more pay for more information. He returned to Massachusetts in November 16th, 2011. And he was eventually told that he was going to be part of the world recruitment plan of renowned scientists in China, the 1,000 Talents program. And so they're advertising this even on Twitter. Just like Trump is using Twitter to circumvent and let the propaganda press die and the deep state die. But Lieber was using Harvard's name without permission. And when they told him he shouldn't be doing that, he said, well, I'll stop using it. But because he was doing research for the DOD, he would have to regularly talk to counterintelligence officials from the DOD. I'm very familiar with that. I know those guys. I've worked with those guys. On April 24th, 2018, DOD investigators interviewed Lieber about his active grants and whether Lieber had appropriately disclosed foreign research collaboration to DOD. And he denied that he was a member of the Chinese Talents Program. He said, I don't know how they categorized me. Of course, he had signed these agreements. He was lying to the DOD. The NIH-funded research grants that he had exceeded $10 million. And so what was he researching? He was researching in Wuhan and setting up labs that had to deal with biotech. So he's a biological espionage spy for the Chinese who has now been arrested. And there were, and I was just quoting from the affidavit from the FBI special agent. There's also, of course, a spy doesn't work on his own. He's got a handler, and he had a couple, and this is Yang King Ye, and this is from the United States District Court, District of Massachusetts. And count one, visa fraud, count two, making false statements, count four, conspiracy, count three, acting as an agent of a foreign government. Have you heard about this, Kent?
I have not.
No. Because it blows the Russian, Trump is a Russian agent stuff out of the water. Because the Harvard guy, the lefty, is a Chinese agent and it messes with the script. But this is actual affidavit sworn to in case. Just like when I was saying the DEA had to deal with the Sinaloa cartel, look it up. Niebla Zambada, federal case. DEA agents raised their hand and swore under oath. Yeah, we had a deal with the federal cartel, with the Sinaloan cartel in federal court. So, this is his handler, the People's Republic of China, the PRC, is a foreign government, and it works through the Central Military Commission, the CMC, controls People's Liberation Army, and Yang Qingye is a Chinese national, a female member of the PLA, a member of the CCC, Communist Party member, and she has admitted that she was also an intelligence officer, a lieutenant, and that she was working for a Chinese communist colonel. But you don't hear any of this. All you hear is bats in the marketplace. So, She falsely described her military service ending in July 31st, 2017. She represented herself as a student when she was actually still a lieutenant, and she was going to return. This is, I'm reading excerpts from her statement where she pled. And usually what spies do is oftentimes they'll plead if they're under official cover. She's not under official cover, as far as I know, which is State Department cover, because then we just trade them. But when you have non-official cover, knock, if you remember Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, the knock list, it's not official cover. Those are guys in trouble because they don't have diplomatic status and they're not going to get traded later on. Doesn't look like she has official cover. But she falsely claimed that she had almost no contact with this colonel that was controlling her, and she was controlling Lieber. And this is how espionage operations are run. And so she is in jail as well, and Yi acted as an agent for the Chinese government, yet she never notified the Attorney General as required for agents working for a foreign government. And of course, you're not going to hear about this because this blows the deep state. Trump is a Russian agent because it's not about Russia. And somebody who's been listening to the show a long time, how long have I been saying it's not about Russia? It's about China. I've been saying that for as long as you've been listening to me, right? I've been saying that, Kent, right?
That's true. I was even focused on the husband-wife team in Canada that got arrested.
We're going to get
there.
That's
who I was focused on.
Well, we are going to get there as well. So, but coming up on a break here, so let me do that. So this is Jeff Braith on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Work Studios, right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, back with you. Okay, so I know this is a deep dive, but stay with me because I just want to lay out the facts, which I like to do, so that when the deep state and the fake news says, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, you can disprove them because they're all about emotion and not about facts. So now I'm reading from U.S. District Court, District of Massachusetts, and this is against Zhaozheng Zheng, and he is a Chinese national who entered the United States on a non-immigrant visa program in 2018 with a Chinese scholarship council, and he has been charged with count one of smuggling goods from the United States and two false statements. If you want to know, this is 18 U.S.C. 554. 18 U.S.C. 1001. You know, when I was a DA agent, I operated under U.S.C. 21 U.S.C. 841A1, which is possession with intent to distribute. That was my little narrow federal code from doing that. But Zheng was at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and the Beth Israel Medical Center is a teaching hospital and medical research facility of Harvard Medical School. And between September 4th and 2018 and about December 9th, Zheng worked there on cancer cell research. And before Zheng boarded HU Flight 482, Customs and Border Protection, CBP officers located two checked bags in Zheng's name and examined them. They discovered 21 vials wrapped in plastic and hidden in a sock. The vials were visually inspected and appeared to contain liquid. The officers suspected that the contents were biological in nature. As indicated below, the vials have been tested and analyzed, and the results of this testing confirmed that the vials contained deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, and therefore constitute biological specimens. Accordingly, Zheng was required to package the vials in a heat-sealed bag and label them. And, of course, he did not, because he was a spy smuggling biological product out. CBP officers identified Zheng. I used to do this at Tucson Airport, by the way, when I was on the task force. Approached him before he boarded the flight. Asked him multiple times if he was traveling. He said no, and then he was arrested. Later on or about December 10th, 2019, Zheng returned to Logan Airport to board a flight. And when Zheng arrived at the airport, he was met by special agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. With the aid of a Mandarin linguist, Zheng was advised of his Miranda rights, which he waived, and then was interviewed. And, you know, that's probably because in tyrannical societies, they're really taught to just obey authorities, that they don't have any rights. I've seen that working with folks of other countries. People even in our country tend to submit to authority quite a bit. But Zheng admitted that he had stolen biological specimens from Beth Israel, and he was planning to take the specimens to China, that's Wuhan, so that he could further research on the specimens in his own and publish the results under his own name. The analysis said non-infectious specimens of mammals, birds contained it. So those are the counts, and this is from Benjamin Tuckoff, Assistant United States Attorney, District of Massachusetts, January 21st, 2020. It's signed and sealed. So there is evidence. Now let me go into intelligence. So Lieber was working on this stuff in Harvard. He was recruited by the Chinese, by a Chinese intelligence officer. He made multiple trips to Wuhan and went back and forth And when the FBI was hitting, raiding, Lieber, now I'm talking intelligence, okay? Now I'm talking what you're going to hear from me and not anywhere else, is the Chinese got alerted to him and they fled and he got arrested. They fled to Canada. Ah, there's the Kent's nodding his head. Are you with me now, Kent?
That's something? The dot.
Okay, yeah, connect the dots, okay? And so now they fled with samples. So, you know, everybody's saying it was made in China. Well, yes, we will get there. It is the final product is made in China. But as so often happens, and I just report the truth to you. I don't try and say, oh, Trump's an angel. Everything's great. I just tell you the truth. Like, you know, we trained the Zetas. We trained the Mujahideen, you know, watched Charlie Wilson's War, all that kind of stuff. So what happens then, is because they got alerted, the Chinese, spies got alerted to the, FBI closing in. So they fled to, Canada. And so then I take up the story there, and these agents were part of the Chinese biological warfare program, and the virus may have been leaked. So the Canadian coronavirus arrived at the Canadian's Winnipeg facility, and they were working on it there. And then they were trying to smuggle that out. And eventually, although the FBI and the CBP got those vials, they missed a couple of vials. And those vials got out to Wuhan. The ML scientist, the Chinese scientist, was escorted out of the Canadian lab along with her husband. Oftentimes, spies will work in husband-wife teams or pose as husband and wife teams. I've walked around foreign countries with a female agent as well, because it's just less noticeable. Now we're talking about yet another Chinese agent. Zhang Yao Qi is an outstanding Chinese scientist born in Tianjin, primarily received her medical doctor degree from Hebei Medical University and came to Canada for graduate studies. While studying pathogens. The couple is responsible for infiltrating Canada's National Military Laboratory with Chinese agents as students. Institute, the Institute of Military Veterinary Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Wuhan Institute of Virology, and Institute of Microbiology. So this is what I was talking about with the skullduggery on the last show. And so it wasn't just one guy, it was multiple agents, and some of the virus strains got out of the laboratory, went to the Wuhan Biological Laboratory, which is the only level four that they have. And it's open knowledge that Wuhan is the Chinese biological laboratory. That's very easily verifiable. And that is weaponizing biotech for China's war for biological dominance. And that's part of China's doctrine of unrestricted warfare. And that's happened after I was on active duty 0304 when the Chinese watched us and said, hey, we cannot defeat these guys head on. We've got to do everything to stop them. So hopefully that is putting a lot of dots together. Now, I have heard stuff about there was a gunfight between intelligence officers in Wuhan. Cannot verify any of that. I do not know whether it was leaked or released in Wuhan. I have seen videos of, it looks like, individuals releasing stuff in China. Can't verify those as well. However, so the origin of it looks like it was in Harvard's lab, then went to Canada, and then goes to Wuhan, where it's modified. CRISPR is a gene editing technique that's taken off, that the Department of Defense designated as a WMD, a weapon of mass destruction, a couple of years back. It was edited several times, and that's why we're seeing this great concern, because this is biological warfare. I don't know whether it was released or whether there was an accident. I do know that there have been troubles with the Wuhan biological lab in the past. They haven't been able to meet the standards. They're just not used to meeting that. And that happens in a tyrannical society when you're trying to do everything from the top down and you're not letting the experts do their jobs. So that's two theories, but something of great interest is to that an exercise was held in Wuhan on September 18th, 2019, to check for the possible spread of coronavirus. They were doing, you know how we've seen these mass casualty exercises around mass casualty shootings, is this, they were running a mass casualty, they were running a coronavirus exercise in September. And so that leads to the preponderance of evidence that there is something behind that. But then, of course, they removed all of that from YouTube, and you're seeing all the websites say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. And if you tie that into the story of espionage with Lieber, the hypothesis is that the virus escaped from the laboratory was first expressed by a well-known Chinese journalist named Sik Yuk Yuan in a video dated January 30th, 2020. The video was also on YouTube, but has been deleted. Supposedly, it's still on Facebook. S-I-U-Y-E-U-K-U-Y-U-E-N is his name. According to Su, in October, a Wuhan laboratory, after collecting various samples from local hospitals, found a new type of coronavirus in the body of an elderly person. Another well-known Chinese journalist, Chao Zaitat, cites an article by two professors, one from Guangzhou in South China University of Technology and one from Wuhan University of Science and Technology. They claim the source of the outbreak is to be found in the CDC, a Wuhan research center where experiments with bats would have infected the researchers, and some infected bats would have fled the center. So I'm giving you real facts, and then I am taking that information and analyzing it and producing intelligence. And the intelligence clearly indicates that this was biological warfare involved in espionage, and it doesn't fit the deep state's fake news narrative of Trump and Russia. It fits the left-wing Harvard University's being a traitor, committing treason against our country. And who you can blame for this is Harvard and the Ivy League. And Trump is doing the best he can with it. There's problems with that. I'm not saying that's not the case. But these are facts, and then you can see how I'm putting my intelligence together. That all makes sense, right, Kent?
It does. Much more than when I came in.
Okay, good. All right, so I'll take a break here. I'm not too late there. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Back with you right after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point of Perfection All Work Studios, right back with you. And Mark is on the phone. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for your fantastic show. And yeah, there is some kind of cover up happening. All the media that I hear now are saying that seems like that China did not create this virus, whatever. It's a hoax. And so we don't know what, you know, we're getting misinformation all over the place. Or disinformation. And yet during Donald Trump's national declaration of, you know, emergency, some reporter asked him a question about the origin of it and what are we going to do about China, because it came from China. And he said, well, he just indicated. I've been looking for the actual words he said online, and I cannot find that either. You would think you could find that online as well. But he said something like, we know where it came from and how it came from that place, or we know something like that. We know the origin of it, and we know how it came about, something like that. And he didn't elaborate on it. And nobody is in the news is talking about that.
Well,
and yeah.
Thanks for the call, Mark. So
anyway, I was going to mention something about. So my son is at Camp Pendleton, the Marine son. You know, he's the scout sniper kid, and his platoon leader got the coronavirus, was diagnosed with it, and most everybody in his group has got it. He thinks he has it, but he's afraid to go get tested. I've been urging him to go get tested. I tried calling him today, but couldn't get through to him to see if he did. But anyway, it's already there on Camp Pendleton, spreading wildly. And my son's wife is not feeling well, and so he thinks he has it, let's put it that way. But the only way to find out is if he gets tested.
Well, thanks for the call, Mark. We will keep your son in our prayers. So, you know, Cuomo's not closing down the New York schools. That's going to be a disaster. Washington State is a real hotspot for that, and it's going to come south through California there. When it mixes with the homeless population and the rats and everything else, it's going to be a real problem. And a lot of biotech in California has already shut down. And he should get tested. You know, there are thousands of cases now, but most of them are just going to be mild cases. But it does hold, is a marker for other things. And there is an avian flu coming out of Wuhan as well that is 60% very deadly. So I've already mentioned the FISA reform bill, which is a joke, and write your congressmen and senators to veto that, and then we're going to have to write Trump to veto that. Barr is going along with that. He went along with that with Wray. We know Wray, the head of the FBI, should be out of there. You know, I don't think it's a showstopper because you got to remember that the Attorney General has to work with the Department of Justice. He's just a guy with thousands of guys and gals, the Department of Justice, under them. He can't throw them all under the bus. So he's been very careful and consistent saying, hey, the men and women of the FBI are great. It's just the ones at the top. And I think that Wray wants this reform bill, although, you know, the FBI, the guys that signed this stuff and altered these, they should be indicted. That's for sure. That has not happened yet. Barr may be turning on us. I don't know, but I can understand it's a very delicate game, that he has, got to play, but, we'll keep a close eye on that. You know, the Justice Department Inspector General, just issued a scathing report on the FISA, where they lied about all of that completely. That was, they just said, well, two of them are no good. They didn't say that the other two were, they just didn't say about the other two were as bad as well. But, you know, we've been through that over and over, deep dive, showing that that was totally salacious and perjury, and those guys should be going to jail, and they're going to misuse it, just like the last time they tried to reform it. But probably they're being threatened with the deep state, or they still got ties to the deep state, we will keep an eye on that as well. If you do have questions about the coronavirus, you can always call 520-790-2040. I'm sure you're up on all the precautions by now. Changing clothes, beards are bad, washing your hands 20 seconds, not touching your face, lots of activities have shut down. So I'm not going to go over to what is already happening. But, you know, before the show, guys were saying, well, it's never been like this. Well, it's because it's a biological vector. A vector is how you spread something, a virus. And it's nuclear, biological, and chemical. And by far, the scariest is the biological, much more scary than nuclear and chemical as well. So switching tracks a little bit there. This caught my eye because this is my old agency. A former DEA agent has been charged with laundering Colombian drug money. So, you know, you can look up on the internet and you can see all the propaganda press and fake news about me. Of course, they don't have any facts to back it up. It's just fake news because I keep telling the truth. But, you know, I told the truth and DEA went after me. So now Jose Ismael Irizarry was sent to Cartagena to investigate money laundering by Colombia's cartels. But instead, he used his confidential informants to launder money for the cartels. In February, he was arrested and charged with conspiracy to launder money, wire fraud, bank fraud, conspiracy to commit identity theft and aggravated theft, conspiracy to launder money on a 19-count indictment. So there are indictments happening. You know, you're asking, where are the indictments? These are them. Mr. Irizarry was charged of enriching himself by secretly using his position and his special access to information to divert drug proceeds from DEA control to the control of himself and his co-conspirators. One of those co-conspirators was the leader of a Colombian drug trafficking organization who became a godfather to Mr. Irizarry's children. So there were some key words in there. Special access. They're talking about top secret stuff. And I know what I'm talking about, and I can't talk that much about it, but what I'm telling you is this is another traitor giving up top secret special access information through special access systems. I know them well, that eventually became used by the intelligence community in general. Remember, I was dual credentialed with the DIA and the DEA, and of course my Army commissioning. And a second co-conspirator was identified in the indictment as a public official in Colombia. And this is good news because Colombia has been fighting this drug war along with seven special forces, my old special forces group down there, quietly for 20 years. They've been dying. They're really brave. And they've been fighting to take their country back from the chemical enslavers. And this is actually good news. It is very scary because Irizarry was direct agency employees to transfer money to bank accounts controlled by others involved in other operations. And this month, Fernando Gomez, another Drug Enforcement Administration special agent, was sentenced to 4 years in prison for his role to help drug traffickers in Puerto Rico evade law enforcement. And of course, it says here in 2015, the head of the agency, Michelle Leonhardt, left the position amid outrage over her handling of reports that Agent Columbia had participated in sex parties with prostitutes paid by the drug cartels. And of course, that's who went after me, Michelle Leonhardt. At the beginning of the show, when I say they went after me, that's who went after me. And look what happened to her. So again, what I'm telling you is truth. And it's not fun, but it is good news. And this is really concerning because these guys had a lot of other cases involved, just like the FBI. Deep staters had a lot of other cases involved, and they should all get thrown out. From Flynn to Stone, they should be thrown out. So it's I know it's frustrating, but it's good news because they're getting caught. Last thing I want to mention is that I know folks are texting me and emailing me about National Guard being deployed. And this is I'm going to say the same thing I said under Obama. Is Obama going to do national emergency? Because he did pass that with the Obama Act and everything. Is how long would that last? Now, admittedly, Trump is a lot more competent than Obama was. Anything that Obama ever had to do with intelligence, military, or federal law enforcement, he immediately screwed up because he talked to Rice and Jarrett and some other lady I can't think of, never talked to his law enforcement guys or generals. So that's not going to happen. No worries. You don't have to worry about Trump going to take control. The country is totally behind Trump, and we are winning. And with faith and prayer, we are going to get through this, just like Trump said and just like I'm saying. But it is serious because it is biological warfare. And it's classified. They're not going to tell you that, but I am, even though I'm not revealing anything classified. But keep the faith. Prepare. Don't panic. And I will see you next week. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. God bless.